And we're back here on Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the OEF Cooperative Extension Service and the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. We're talking about exterior insulation and installing it on the exterior of your home, of course. Putting on more insulation will help keep you warm in the winter, but there's a lot of specifics on doing that right. As always, we welcome Ilya Benesch, our building and energy expert. A lot of folks have questions about wet foam board insulation. If I get a good deal on some wet foam board, what's the deal there? Is that all right?
Well, it all depends. And I guess I'll give some background information on this. And that's, for years, there seems to be a new supply of used foam insulation for sale in the paper or on Craigslist or any of the local flyers. And it doesn't seem like we're ever in any danger of running out of that. And the bottom line is that if you get a sheet of foam that feels unusually heavy, I would proceed with caution. You would think that it sort of makes sense, but I've seen a lot of people now putting the wet foam on the outside of their walls. And so the more water in the foam, the less insulating value it has, for one. And the other is, the water got in, so there's a pretty good chance that the water will also get out at some point in time. And if you've got a wall system that's going to be susceptible to moisture damage, you probably wouldn't want to put that foam there. But if you get a sheet of foam and it weighs 40 pounds, I wouldn't have a whole lot of hopes that it's going to perform as well as, say, a new sheet of foam.
What if I want to insulate my crawl space as well? Can I just put insulation on the inside instead of the outside of the house?
You certainly can. And in a crawl space, that's probably a really good place to do that. Once again, we get back to rigid foam insulation. That's a good use for it. A lot of that rigid foam is very tolerant of moisture. A couple things to keep in mind, though, is that if you put the foam on the inside of the crawl space walls, what can happen is that the cement block behind there will get a lot cooler, and so you can potentially create some issues with condensation if moist air can get through cracks in that foam, things like that, and condense on that cement block. Other than that, once again, if you insulate the inside of the crawl space, you do need a vapor barrier on the ground in the crawl space if it's exposed soils. Once again, the foam is going to make things a lot tighter, so your humidity levels in that crawl space can go way up. That also increases your chances of having condensation issues.
Tell me about air quality. How does putting insulation on the outside of a home affect the air quality inside the home? You touched on moisture and things a little bit earlier, but let's talk a little more about that.
Yeah, that's true. The other side to that is as the house gets tighter, and it's for sure going to get tighter when you put that foam on there, is not only are you going to increase moisture levels in the house, but you may also have an effect on the air quality. And so your carbon dioxide levels may go up. You may have some off-gassing from carpets, things like that. So all of a sudden your house isn't breathing and getting the air exchanges it had normally just through natural air leakage. So you're going to want to get good ventilation. Another one to watch out for is carbon monoxide. And sometimes a house can have low levels of carbon monoxide because something's malfunctioning. Or let's say you've got an attached garage and somebody's idled their car in there for a while before pulling out. Well, if the house was really leaky, it's a possibility that most of that stuff dissipated. But once you put that exterior insulation on there, all of a sudden those kinds of things can stay trapped inside there for a lot longer. And so you're going to want to make sure that you've got good ventilation. A couple of options there are you can retrofit in an HRV system if your house doesn't already have one. The other option to an HRV system is it just a mechanical ventilation system with, say, a bathroom fan that is sized, and this is the critical part, is that is sized to meet the needs of the house, and that's based on square footage and occupant load. And so you have a ventilation fan dedicated to move air outside of the house properly sized, and you combine that with fresh air vents that get installed in the living spaces in the house, so you have a source where you're drawing that air in. If those kinds of systems are installed correctly, those can be a good option too for ventilation. But the key there is they must be installed properly.
What about things like wood stoves and boilers and other things that require air, specifically some of that combustion air?
Well, that's another thing, is current code requires a lot of combustion appliances to have their own supply air, and a lot of the older boilers in town do need a dedicated source of supply air. They just didn't have it. The house was leaky enough that it got enough supply air on its own, and for whatever reasons, maybe that wasn't code enforced. But the right way to do it is to have a supply air duct in the boiler room, so you're ensuring that you've got supply air delivered right to the boiler. Typically, that's just a 4-inch or a 6-inch galvanized pipe, or even a PVC pipe if the code allows, and that runs as a trap from inside to outside and introduces that air as the boiler needs it. There are some appliances, like some of the Toyo stoves, that are a sealed combustion appliance, and they don't need it because they're drawing their air in directly from outside through their exhaust passage. So if you're not sure, I would definitely say contact a licensed plumber and have them make sure that your boiler is operating properly. One other point I should make is with wood stoves. And if you had a leaky house, once again, it's possible that the wood stove got enough air just by being able to pull air through the cracks in the house and was able to burn properly. But if you put that foam on the outside, the house is tighter, and then what can happen is something like a high volume fan, such as the bathroom fan, or potentially a kitchen fan gets turned on, and if it's anywhere like that and it creates a problem, you'll start actually drawing air in through the wood stove chimney, through the door in the wood stove, and you can introduce smoke into the house. And so that's another one of those issues you have to be aware of.
So with all the things that we've talked about today, if I want to attach foam to the outside of my home, what just general brief advice can you give me?
Well, I think the bottom line is, yes, it can work, but you want to be aware of humidity control, and if there's any chance that you can have moisture and air leakage inside the wall, or that you can't keep rainwater from the outside from working its way behind the foam, then you should really proceed with cautions and possibly reconsider. Basic things are, keep those in mind, ventilate well, you'll probably do just fine.
Lastly, where can people go if they have questions about exterior insulation and retrofitting their home?
Well, they can contact us. Cooperative Extension Service is another good place to go. Everything is case dependent. Every situation is unique. And so if you have any questions about this sort of thing, we are a good resource. You can always send us an email on our website, www.cchrc.org, or you can also give us a call.
That's all for this week's edition of Alaska HomeWise. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, you can email us questions at akhomewise, all one word, at cchrc.org, and we'll see you next week.
If you want to submit a question to Alaska HomeWise, email us at akhomewise@cchrc.org. We'll try and get your question answered on the air. For more information on HomeWise, including a schedule of upcoming shows, visit the UAF Cooperative Extension Service website at www.uaf.edu/ces or the Cold Climate Housing Research Center at cchrc.org. Save energy. Save money. Become HomeWise.